Jesus said, he said, do this as often in remembrance of me. You rise when you understand the way of God. Oh, hallelujah. When you know, you know. Listen, what you have seen, you cannot see. We should not fear. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's a system of atonement. That's what it's saying. You can engage the power of the blood of dominion and make up for that deficiency of the soul.
Smile. It's October. Smile. Amen. You are still alive. Smile. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. Smile. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his mercy. Hallelujah.
Great is thy mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day. Faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is thy mercy towards me. Great is your grace.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Great is his mercy. He is just so loving. He's just so lovely and kind. Amen. I love this old court cry. Some of you remember it.
That's just the way the Father is. You'll be your friend when you're not his. That's just the way. That's just the way he is. It's nothing like your other friends. He'll be with you until the end. That's just the way. That's just the way he is. Hallelujah.
How many of you are grateful for God's love?
That's just the way the Father is. That's just the way.
That's actually my favorite part.
That's just the way. That's just the way. That's just the way. That's just the way the Father is.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's loving. He's so kind. He's so precious. He's so marvelous. That's just the way he is. Hallelujah. All right, the gospel, God's only answer. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Okay, like we did in the first service, we will read two scriptures and then continue. There's a blessing in reading the scriptures. Amen. Love, those of you following online, you can share for your friends to see. You can share for others to join in the service. So if you're following online, kindly share the service. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Isaiah 53. Can we move now? Can we move now? Isaiah 53. Glory to God. All right, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 11, and we're going to read it together. Oh, say, I believe the gospel. Hi, can you say it with some gusto? I believe the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is God's only answer. God doesn't have two answers. He has only one answer. And that is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And every time you focus on the gospel, you enter into your rest. Every time you focus on the gospel, you enter into your true destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, let's read this. Who has believed our reports? This is Isaiah talking. Can we read it now? One to go. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire. Just pause. Can we have New King James? New King James from verse 3. All right. One to go. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did esteem him. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Do you believe that? No, do you believe that? The prophet says, surely, surely, certainly, he has borne our grief. He has carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Next verse. But he was wounded for who? For our transgressions. Do you believe that? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Next. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every man to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Next verse. He was oppressed and I was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to be slaughtered, and as a sheep before his shearers in silence, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And the made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich are his debts. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet he pleased the Lord to bruise him. Just pause a little. He pleased the Lord to bruise him. So Jesus did not die as a martyr. Jesus did not die for what he believed. He died because he was bruised by God. And he laid down his life of his own volition. He said, one thing I've received of my Father, I have the power to lay my life down and the power to take it up. He died as our perfect sacrifice. He died as our ransom. He died to provide the sacrifice for man's eternal redemption. It was planned all along. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't because the Roman soldiers, the Jews, the leaders of the people were angry and they wanted to kill him. No. That was them fulfilling God's mandates. What was written from the beginning. That's to show you how dumb Satan is. He couldn't read that part of scriptures. Simply by reading prophet Isaiah, he should know that by killing this man, he had opened the door for man's eternal redemption, but couldn't see it. You know what Paul said? He said, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. God bruised him. Verse 10. What's the reading? He said, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Oh, glory. He pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. He said, when you make his soul an offering for sin. When he hung on that cross, that was our offering for sin. When he hung on that cross, that was our provision for forgiveness. That was our entry point into the life of righteousness. That was our reconciliation pathway to the Father. And God directed all of his anger upon him. And guess what? He absorbed all of God's anger. Yes, hallelujah. Hi. He said, when he shall make him an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. Meaning, you remember he asked in verse 7 also. He said, who shall declare his generation? Why he was cut off from the land of the living. But listen, we are the extension. of his life on the earth today. Oh yes, we are. Oh yes, we are his seed. We are the ones that have prolonged his days on the earth. He says, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Verse 11. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. Oh, he sees me today and he's satisfied. He didn't waste his time. We did not sign on a paper that Jesus, if you can die, we will believe you. No. He took a step of faith. The Bible says, while we are sinners, Christ died for us. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. For he shall bear their iniquity. This was what he did. And because of what he did, we have entered into God's eternal plan that was set apart before the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. Can we read more scriptures? Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. Verse 17. For therein, in this gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Go back to Isaiah 54 now. Isaiah 54. We'll read 1 to 3 and then jump to 9 and 10. Oh, glory to God. And we'll just read the scriptures before I start talking. Now, look at what he did in chapter 53. He was a picture of his vicarious death. He was a picture of his passion. It was a picture of how God bruised him. It was a picture of how he made his death, his grave with the wicked, and his death with sinners. How he was made the perfect sacrifice for sin. It was a picture of how he was offered for offenses. That was the prophetic picture that Isaiah was painting. And then it goes to verse 1. Of the next chapter, because of what he did, check this out. We can sing. He says, sing, O barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that is not travailed with a child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Next verse. Enlarge the place of your tent. Why can we do this? Because of what he did. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. Next verse. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. The blessing. The blessing that this report has brought. John to verse 9 and 10. Hi. He said, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wrought with thee nor rebuke thee. Put New King James for me, or NIV. New King James. That's in verse 9. Give me New King James. He said, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah will no longer go over the earth, so have I sworn. Why did he swear? Because of what Jesus did. Have I sworn that I will not be angry with thee, nor rebuke you. The right translation is condemned. I will not be angry with you, nor condemn you. God is no longer angry with us. Hi, somebody did not hear that. You know, there are people that believe that God is angry with them. God is no longer angry with us. he has found the ransom. And he consumed all his anger upon that perfect sacrifice on the cross. Why is he no longer angry with us? The sacrifice, the ransom. He bruised someone on our behalf. Is somebody here? He said, I will no longer be angry with you. I mean, he gave us a parallel to show us how serious this thing is. He said, just like I swore. You know the way he swore to Noah? He gave him a sign to the rainbow that look, the waters will never overrun the earth again. You are seeing it. Global warming people, you can see their limitation there. Amen. You can see the excesses of climate change. God has said it. Something held the earth together before all of us came. It is the word of his power. It is the word of his power. And that same word of his power has declared that the waters will never overrun. Let all the ice melt. The word of his power will keep them at bay. The earth can never again be overrun by water. Are we together? I just need to show you that. But here's the point. He gives us the parallel. That look, like I swore to Noah, but that will no longer overrun the earth with water. The same way I'm swearing to you. This is swear. I'm swearing to you. Why was he able to swear? Men do not swear until blood flows. Without sacrifice, there cannot be an oath. What did the Bible say in Hebrews 6? It says, men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. That means when people are arguing, when there's uncertainty, are you sure we're going to do your part? Am I sure I'm going to do my part? What do? They swear. They bring an animal. And in the presence of the blood of that animal flowing in between them, they swear by greater. But if I don't keep my part, may I be like this animal whose blood is flowing here. That's how oaths are done. What is the Bible saying in Hebrew? That God also, willing more abundantly, Liga Brunda, to show to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, swore by an oath. Swore by an oath. Swore by an oath. On account of whose blood? The blood of his son. On account of whose sacrifice? The sacrifice of his son. Are you with me? What we have is a blood-sworn oath. Listen, guys. What we have is strong. It's tight. You know, this our thing is tight. You understand that English? The thing is tight. Hallelujah. Say, God is not angry with me. Shout it out now. God is not angry with me. Shout it. My sins are forgiven. Shouted, I have entered into righteousness. Put it up again. He says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. But, look at the comparisons he's making. How easy do you think for mountains to depart and the hills to be removed? Until this earth comes to an end, that cannot happen. Are you aware? He's giving a figurative expression to show you that, look, till this world is over, that's what he's trying to say. My kindness shall never depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on me. Listen, we are vessels of his mercy. You can see this. His kindness will never depart from me. Never. He will never remove his covenant of peace, his covenant of shalom, his covenant of prosperity, his covenant of rest on every side. Why? He has found the ransom. Why? Jesus is crucified. Why? The lamb is slain. Oh, glory to God. Are you enjoying this? You know, go to verse 14. We'll read 14 to 17. You know, a lot of times, why I'm going through this is because These are portions of scriptures we are familiar with. We're talking on the gospel, God's only answers. It's an expose on Isaiah 53, 54, and 55. And today is just the introduction. Glory to God. He says, in righteousness, you shall be established. Now, we're going through the blessings of what he did. After he bruised him, after he made him an offering for sin, what follows? We can sing. We can enlarge our coast. We can be rest assured that God's kindness will be everlasting towards us. But he will never remove his covenant of shalom. But he has shown us his mercy. Look at what he's saying. In righteousness you shall be established. Why? Christ has been bruised. You shall be far from oppression. Ah! That means if you think oppression is close to you, you are in the wrong zone. Migrate. You shall be far from oppression. And you shall not fear. And far from terror, for it shall not come near you. Next verse. Indeed, they shall surely assemble. King James says, they shall surely gather. Listen, why are we always moved by their gathering? Likely because we don't know the scriptures. You know, you see Christians jittery because they had a bad dream. You had a dream and people gathered to kill you. The Bible says, surely they shall gather. In fact, even if they shot you in the dream, it is a demonic suggestion. When you wake up, say, in the name of Jesus, I reverse it. I carry the bullet and I shoot you back. I've told you before, never let Satan say the last thing. Oh, never. Life is a battle of words. Never let Satan say the last words. I've had a dream before. I was digging a grave. A dream. Real life. Was I even dreaming? I laid on a couch. I went to my father's village. I laid on a couch. And then suddenly, maybe my eyes closed. I saw I was digging grave. Then somebody tapped me and said, this is your grave you are digging. I woke up. When I woke up, you know what I said. I say, whoever that is, it is your grave that I am digging. I'm still here. Amen. Glory to God. That's over 15 years ago. I did not sweat. I did not call my pastor and shake. Why? He says, surely they shall gather. Surely. But you see, if they fulfill the first part, they will have to fulfill the second part. That means if they have gathered, it's not by him. He said, whosoever shall gather together against you. What is the second part? They shall fall for your sake. So when you hear that they have gathered, say, hey, have you finished the first part? There's a second part to fulfill. You'll be scattered for my sake. Next verse. He said, behold, I have created a blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire. You know, I love this part of the Bible. I love this portion of chapter 54. He says, I have created a blacksmith who blows the coals in fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created a spoiler to destroy. What he's saying is, the people forging the weapons, I made them. You know, I like to tell Christians, God is not afraid of Babalawo. The way some of you think that shrine, God cannot appear there. That's not some Christians think. I say, is that a shrine? In fact, some people, when they see a shrine in a village, they say, is that a shrine? They say, a shrine. No, in their mind, they think God cannot go there. Let me tell you, all power. God is the ultimate and exclusive source of power. Oh, I say that again. God is the ultimate and the exclusive source of power. Every other negative power is tapping illegally. Illegal tapping. Unauthorized tapping. They are routing it through unauthorized means. Are you here? So God, when God appears, they bow on our eyes. Say, sir, your boys are here. Your boys are here. Are you here? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel rose in a jazz town. You think they do jazz now? Go to Babylon and find out. You know, when Christians are shaking at little things, I'm amazed.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, they rose in a just town. Moraba, in that place, just men were on salary. Do you understand? Here they are hiding to do it. They were on government payroll. The king had just men on payroll. Is somebody here? Even down to the king. Even the king was a just man. Have no fears. Oh, is somebody here? We have a better covenant established upon better promise. We have a sacrifice that is speaking for us. We have a high priest. We have a sacrifice. We have a blood. Is somebody here? We have a shrine. The Bible says we have a high priest who is passed into the heavens. Lucky Batusa. Whoever liveth to make intercession for us. Constantly. He's making incantations. High priest. Their own high priest used to fall asleep. Ours doesn't sleep. He neither sleeps nor slumber. Their own high priest takes turn. When they are done with this one, they move. No. This one ever liveth to make intercession for us. Do you know what you have as a believer? That's it. They put charm on somebody's seat. He sat on it and fell sick. Please come and put charm on my seat. Shabo, as I sit on it, whatever you intend will be transmitted to you. Are you here? No, the charm has enough intelligence. Aye. Are you here? To know who to go to. Oh, glory to God. These guys rose to be top government officials, to be presidents, to be leaders of the people, second only to the king of the land. They were foreigners, they were Jews, they were slaves, thank you. But it didn't stop them. It didn't stop them. Am I talking to someone? It didn't stop. You know why? They were conscious of a covenant. It's called the Abrahamic covenant. Lakebaya. In fact, their version of the covenant was ratified by the blood of bulls and goats. And they didn't even have time to make the sacrifice. So they opened the window and said, Lord, we refer to the former sacrifices. Yet, the consciousness released the power for performance. Do you know what we have? Why should somebody come to church and go and see Babalao? You should be beaten. Not counselor. Serious beat. We should beat you with belt. Because that's daftness. You have not paid attention to what you have. Listen, we are the jazz. Do you understand? Oh, he's some of the here. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? His charm? What are you looking for? La peco pata. Just lock your door, speak in tongues for 2 hours. And then start making declarations. Start making declarations. Start making declarations. At communion, break the bread. Eat flesh and drink blood. We are dangerous people. We eat flesh. We drink blood. We give to spirits. Are you here? Fear no man. Fear no systems. Fear no devil. Are you listening to me? You are more charmed than the jazz man. I told you, you are the jazz. Oh, we have a sacrificer. We have a high priest who is passed into the heavens. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. He ever lives to make intercession for us. And that is what confession is about. Confession means saying the same thing as someone. As who? Our high priest. He is talking in the heavens. We are talking on the earth. We are saying, repeating what he's saying there. Glory to God forevermore. He's making intercession in the heavens. We are making intercession. You say, how do I make intercession? Laki kaporata. Jepetos. Incantations. 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 Are you here? Incantations. This is God's answer.
God does not have two answers. He has one answer. It is called the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here? Men have many answers. And beware of the methods of men. Listen, every of man's attempt to help himself outside of the provisions of the gospel will produce more discomfort. Ask Adam and Eve. When they got naked, instead of waiting for God's provision, they made aprons of figs. And I've told you, fig leaves itch. That means their attempt to solve a problem produced more discomfort. But when God came, he had a provision. It was the gospel. He took the skin of an animal with fresh blood on it and covered them. The gospel is God's only answer. Don't look to nothing else. Don't look to anything else. The songwriter says, my hope is built on nothing less, right? But Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground are sinking sand. They are sinking. On Christ the solid rock I stand. You must interpret life through the lens of this gospel. Oh, you must see life through the lens of this gospel. You must see your own life and the lives of men around you through the lens of this gospel. This is why we preach the gospel, because we know that God has only one answer. In the days of Noah, his answer was the ark. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter what technology you have invented. If you are not in the ark, you are sinking. Oh, glory to God. It had nothing to do with how smart it just, God has one answer. You want to get saved? Get into the ark. Get into the ark. And we have the answers. Listen. What we have is all we need. All we have is all we need. The gospel is enough. Oh, the gospel is enough. Is enough. Christ is enough. Solus Christus. Christ is enough. His gospel is enough. Make no mistakes about it. Don't let men draw you by their philosophies and talk and methods. Christ is enough. And it is Christ and this message that we are superimposing on the systems of the world. When we talk about taking over politics, taking over media, taking over education, taking over family, taking over arts and entertainment, it is this gospel that we are taking, they're causing it to spread unhindered. It is this gospel. Why? Kingdom advancement means establishing the lordship of Jesus first in the hearts of men, then across the spheres of influence. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's not, oh, let's, you see, when we do this, when we go into the systems and apply the principles of the kingdom, the country will not be developed, everybody will have employment, everybody will be fine. If that's all we do, that's empty. Our primary focus is establishing the lordship of Jesus in the souls, in the hearts of men. And then influencing the systems. The reason why we go to the systems is because of the men that are in the system. Are we together? God has only one answer. So your finances, you interpret it through the lens of the gospel. That's what I'm saying. That your career path, you interpret it through the lens of the gospel. Are we together? Your marriage, you interpret it through the lens of the gospel. Your business, you interpret it through the lens of the gospel. That means there's a provision. There's an answer within the answer. Oh, did you get that? That means there are answers within this answer called the gospel. When you lay hold on it, you will produce result God's way. You will produce Isaac, not Ishmael. Is some of the here? That's God's answer. Oh, glory to God. He said, this is a record. He said, this is the record. Lakobasa. He said, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. He started by saying, if we believe the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. You know, there are scriptures you really just put your hands on your head and just shout and sleep off. If we believe the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. No, think about it. If we believe the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. Hey, if men told you, that if you can go to school and have a degree, you have a better life, the testimony of God is greater. Your mama told you were born 24th of April, 1991. You believed her. Were you there? No. You said, no, but I was there. Was that in the room? Were you there? You were not there. You were not there. And then you came up. They said, this is your big brother. This is your big brother. This is your, as you were growing, they said, this one is your younger brother. He was born. You were not aware. You were 2 years, too young to know. I said, this is your big sister. I grew up. He said, this is my big brother. This is my big sister. This is my younger sister. That's the testimony of men. How are you sure? Were you there when they were born? No. He said, but they look like me. There are many people that look like you in the world. If we believe the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. That means if you can believe what men tell you, you shouldn't have a problem believing the testimony of God. Pastor is saying, he's making it easy for you to believe. Your biology teacher told you that this is a skull. Within it, there's gray matter and white matter. That's where you think from. Have you ever seen yours? No. But you believe the testimony of men. You know what? The testimony of God is greater. You believe your biology teacher. So when God tells you, because of the sacrifice of my son, your sins are forgiven, you believe the testimony of God. When God tells you, because of the punishment of Jesus, your peace, your shalom has come. Because of the punishment, because I bruised my son, I will never take my kindness from you. I will never remove from you my covenant of mercy. Hey, if we believe the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. Is greater. If he tells you by his stripes, you are healed. You don't ask questions. The testimony of God is greater. He said himself took our infirmity. He bore our sicknesses. The testimony of God is greater. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Hey, if you believe the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. It doesn't matter your background. In fact, those backgrounds that people talk about, let me just say this. Your genealogy is short. All those, your grandfather, great-grandfather, you better disconnect too. You know, it is this lack of understanding that makes people believe in generational curse. Have you ever heard of called generational curse? Are you aware? Listen, just for the record. Are you aware that the Bible is bigger on generational blessings than generational curse? We are the seed of Abraham. So even if you have to trace human lineage, trace it to Abraham. Then when we trace it spiritually, it's short. It's a year of God. The Greek word is ek. It means to come out of. So my genealogy is short. I am of God. I came out of God. I told you, don't let any life experience convince you that you are cursed. Don't let it. And don't let 419 prophet deceive you. I told you, they say they need to dig up something in your family house. I told you, everybody's family house has something. Just bring that money to us now. Let's use it to preach the gospel. Oh, you think your great, great, great grandfather was a preacher? He knew God. Everybody buried something. Everybody. Are you still here? Glory to God. What did he say? Why we shout? Are you preaching like that gospel there? You know what? Thank you. He said Jesus was buried. Oh, that was a good one. No one that they shouted. Oh, glory to God. And that's true. We too, we bury something. Oh, you are getting it now. We buried something. You know, you're a politician, you want to win election. You don't need to go and see Babalawo now. Just take your work with God seriously. That's the problem. Just take it seriously. And understand the dynamics in the spirit and the rules in that industry. That's all. You don't need, where's your allegiance? Don't sell your soul for nothing. That's bad business. Why are you going to collect something that what you have is bigger than? If they say they are burying rams, you, something was buried on your account. Are you here? And the day that the earth received that blood, it came under commandment to do me good and to show me favor all the days of my life. The gospel is the answer. The gospel is the answer. Oh, glory to God forevermore. The gospel is our answer. Our eyes are not on anything else save Christ and Him crucified. I say, who do you have? As you are planning your future like this, that question used to make me laugh. I have everything. You just entered an industry and you are just starting. And they say in this industry, they are titans. If you want to rise, you have to join a cult. First, take your time to laugh. Laugh very well. They say, why are you laughing? So I'm laughing because you people are not even making sense. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He didn't say God, though. Where are you seated? In the heavenly realms, far above principalities and power. He's talking about you. He that sits in the heavens. That scripture applies to you. You will laugh. And then begin to explain to them. Say, life operates by blood. They say, it operates by blood. The takeover is impossible without blood. They say, so where is your own blood? Say, I have the greatest blood in all of the universe speaking for me. Have it together. This is where your eyes must be. Every day, Christ must be evidently crucified in your eyes. Every day, that blood is fresh in your eyes. Every day, that sacrifice is speaking in your eyes. Are you here? You will move with boldness. You will talk with boldness. You will act with gusto, with confidence. No, look at what John wrote. He said, this is the confidence that we have. There are things that should give you confidence. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. What's according to his will? Inside his blood. When we stand in blood and ask, he hears us. Or simply put, when we ask by his name. Why is his name powerful? There's blood under it. Are you here? Before you knew, you became a Christian. You did abortion. You lost your womb. Now you're a Christian. And they say you don't have fallopian tube. You can't conceive. You know what the Bible says? And then some Christians are trying to advise you. That you see, even after Jesus forgives you, there are consequences. What's that? What's that? There are things I've been saying. What did you just say? The Bible says, if the body be dead because of sin, the spirit gives it life because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. That means when righteousness comes, it supplies life to the body. That is what to believe. Are you here? When you go in that direction, you don't have a gospel anymore. What do you mean by what are you talking about? Somebody was in the world, got HIV/AIDS. You say, what are you talking about? God will heal you without asking questions. In fact, he will heal you let me tell you how God operates. He will heal you first. Without asking for your allegiance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why it's God. You know, they say, give your life to Christ first. No, that's God does not operate like that. He doesn't. He doesn't. It is His goodness that draws men to repentance. You heal, you go and check. You are now negative. You know, Nigeria, that is the only positive that is negative. And the only negative that is positive. We say, when somebody say he's positive now, you are wondering, is it a negative positive? Or positive positive? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you will get healed first. Then that love will overwhelm you. And you say, Jesus, I want you. Many people don't know God. If a lot of preachers don't know God. I tell you, God is not angry. It's preachers that are angry. Amen. Glory to God. He consumed his anger on the perfect sacrifice called Christ. He will heal you first. I think it was R.W. Schambach. He was an evangelist during the... How many of you know R.W. Schambach? Let me see you. How many of you know R.W. Schambach? Don't lie. Say, oh, lovely. All right, okay. I'm not judging you. Amen. Glory to God. All right. He was an evangelist. He was mentored by A.A. Allen, T.L. Osborne, and all that. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He says one day he was in T.L. Osborne's meeting. And then he had not made an altar call. The way he was raised is you make an altar call, people give their life to Christ, then you pray for the sick. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. Okay? But I say, T.L. Osborne saw a blind man who was not born again. And he said, come, Jesus is going to heal your eyes. And he opened his eyes. Then afterwards, the man was overwhelmed by the love of God and gave his life to Christ. And he was wondering, what kind of order is this? Is the order of love. Are you here? Listen. Christians don't have money problems. Christians don't have sin problems. Christians don't have relationship problems. Christians don't have family problems. Christians don't have marriage problems. Christians don't have job problems. There are no Christians with oppression problems. There are no Christians with sickness problems. They are only Christians who have not discerned and camped with the one thing that is needful. Jesus says in Luke the 10th chapter, I believe, 42, I believe, he says, one thing is needful. Mary had chosen that good part, and it shall not be taken away from her. There are not many things, one thing. I tell you, God has only one answer. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. So no Christian has a money problem. The Christian has a problem with discerning and camping with the one thing that is needful. No Christian has a relationship problem. The Christian only has a problem with discerning and camping with the one thing that is needful. No Christian has sickness problem. No. No Christian has marriage problem. No. The problem is with discerning and camping with the one thing that is needful. Who has believed our reports? That's what is required. Believing the report. He said to that person, the saving power, the arm of the Lord is advertised. Like we used to say in those days. The arm of the Lord, the power of the Lord is advertised, is on display. It's on display. Don't look for many answers. Camp with one answer. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Within that answer are the answers of life. You know the way some people are still living like this. Another way, I know, was asking me about a gentleman. I've tried to get him stable in church. What have I not done for the young man? I've given him money. Amen. And then I think, I can't remember, was asking me, see, this guy, how come he's still not serious? You know my conclusion? I say, he thinks there's still another way. When life teaches him a hard lesson, I may not be there anymore. I may not be around him anymore. Amen. He thinks there's another way. News flash. There's no other way. There's no other way. You know, I did a post some months ago. I said, hold God tightly. Your babalawo will soon die. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Listen, you cannot build your life based on a promise that a man gave you, or that a woman gave you, that your daddy gave you, that your mama gave you, that your uncle gave you. No. Listen, learn as a believer, learn to live holding tightly to God's one answer without external support system. He said he brought him out. He had, as it were, the son of Nicole. He said he alone did lead him. Deuteronomy, right? He said he alone did lead him. He alone did lead him. No external support systems. He alone did lead him. He said, we are of the circumcision that worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. We have no confidence in the flesh. Why do you think your home is going to work? Because your husband is a good man? No. Because there is blood speaking for your marriage. Are you listening? Because your wife is a good woman? No. There's blood speaking for your marriage. And when your eyes are on it, things will work. You're not going to keep that man because you are beautiful and sexy. No. No. That is arm of flesh that will fail you. They will fail you 1,000 times. Do your best. But keep your eyes on the sacrifice. Keep your eyes on the power of that blood. That speaking blood. In life, let your only entitlement mentality be in the gospel. Did you hear that? That means you say, because of this gospel, I am entitled to this. Apart from that, no other entitlement is allowed. I graduated with first class of the university. When these people were not serious, who were the ones that were serious, both in class and in the fellowship? Life is just not fair. Look at our country. Now he's working in a place. We are still. Your eyes are on the wrong place. Oh. Your eyes on your first class. Join the queue. There are many who are suffering and smiling. First class is good. We have people here who are first class from school. We encourage it. The spirit of excellence is upon our ministry. Amen. But you see, our eyes are not on those things. Oh. We will do it as an act of worship. An act of worship. But it's not something we boast. No. We have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. You have a bad habit. How are you going to break it? By behavioral reformation or reconstruction? No. Lassi capulata. You unleash the power of the gospel. I say, modification, those things are short-lived. When the dose of God's power, of God's light gets the hold of your heart, you will forget that you used to smoke. You will forget it. Oh, you will forget it. I'm not telling you what you don't know. That is the answer. Oh, glory to God. That is the answer. Christ is the answer. The gospel is the answer. And let it be clear in your heart. The days are coming when I will not know how much I have. Why? Blood is speaking. That's the only ritual that God is pleased with. Only blood money that God is pleased with. Glory to God. Are you still here? He said, who has believed that report? When you sit down and then things are going through your mind. This is how God wants you to see life. This is how God wants you to see the things that go to your mind. Maybe you're thinking about your life, your walk with God. You are just looking at yourself. I'm so indisciplined. What kind of indisciplined person am I? Before I know, I've done this. Instead of complaining, engage the gospel. The gospel will make you a disciplined person. And only God will have the glory. Not strength. Oh. Not strength. Glory to God. No strength. No human energy. Our confidence is in His sacrifice. Our confidence is in God's provision. Our confidence is in what He has done. It's not even in our prayer and fasting. Our prayer and fasting is alignment. Amen. We will dominate this world with the gospel. Why the gospel? Why the sacrifice? The gospel is the reason. We are going to take the gospel to the nations of the earth. And we have everything we need. We have the monies that we need. We have the men that we need. We have the right system, the right structures, the right relationships. The gates of the nations are open to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we talk like this with boldness? Our confidence is not in the flesh. Oh, you heard me. The days are here when I will not know how much I have. Because of the too muchness, permit the English, of the resources. I will have a story building with people employed to manage my personal money, not glory zone money. Because truly, it is covenant wealth. It is covenant wealth. Go and ask Abraham. Go and ask Isaac. Isaac was so rich, an entire nation envied him. Can you be so rich and a nation will envy you? A nation. The Bible said the Philistines envied him. You know what happened later? The whole nation went into a peace treaty with a man. Kai. With one man. When he passed upon Jacob. Are you enjoying yourself this afternoon? Listen. When he passed upon Jacob, it wasn't something physical that was communicated. No. I tell people. You know, we have not gotten to Isaiah 55. In Isaiah 55, he began to tell us how to produce the results of this gospel. He told us how to hang around the intangibles, calabosa, how to trade. He said, come to the waters. Come to the waters. Come. He said, pipe bread without money. How can you explain it? Trading with intangibles. We can't get into that today. But here is my point. You see, what left Isaac to Jacob was not physical. No, he wasn't physical. Lego razi paton skebaya. It was invisible. But you see, there were men of faith that knew how to receive things that eyes cannot see, but affect things that eyes can see. When it was time to transfer the blessing, he told Esau, thinking Esau was the firstborn. But see, Esau had sold his birthright. So the blessing was legally Isaac's. So it was legally Jacob's. And an orchestration of his mom. You know, there was partisan politics in the house. Amen. God forbid. Amen. All right. Orchestrations, right? He appeared there. And he said, is that my son, Jacob? Is that my son, Esau? He said, yes, sir. Is your son, Esau? He said, oh, come, let me touch you. He said, the body is Esau's, but the voice is Jacob. But you see, the force of justice. You didn't hear that. The force of justice had to move his mouth to release the blessing. To release words under the anointing. They were not just words. If they were just words, he could have repeated them. When Esau came, no, they were not just words. The Bible said he trembled exceedingly. He shook to his foundation. He said, what have I done? What have I done? That means they were not just words. No, no, no. There was an anointing upon me. He said, I have blessed him, and yea, he shall be blessed. He said, for with corn and wine I have sustained him. He says, I have made him your Lord. With what? With words. I have regard for the intangibles. I have regard for the intangibles. I have made him your Lord with what? With words. Words spoken under the anointing. The Bible says he trembled. I have made him your Lord. With corn and wine, I have sustained him. You can't read that and not feel the anointing. With corn and wine, I have sustained. This is an old man who is about to die. But he's speaking. He said, with corn and wine, I have sustained him. Ah! That means this young guy you are seeing, he's sustained. Hey, You see, he had nothing on the outside. But transactions that happen in the spirit. Transactions that happen in the spirit. He said, with corn and wine, I have sustained him. Past tense. Oh, you didn't get that. With corn and wine, I have sustained him. I feel the anointing. He said, I have blessed, and he shall be blessed. He said, is there nothing for me, my father? Is there no more words for me? And he began to cry. Lake patos kabalayata. Leak Life is spiritual. And when you are proactive about the spirituality of life, you will reign and rule in the spheres of men. You will walk in dominion. He carried words. Do you know he had to run from the house because he was afraid of Esau? Meaning he left the physical inheritance. Why should a Christian fight for something physical? Why? Why? And especially with a fellow believer. Why? Life is too spiritual for that. The Bible says Jacob left. He ran with his staff. You know, when he was giving testimony in Genesis 32, he said, with my staff, I cross over this Jordan. Now, by the power of the blessing, by the force of this intangible entity, I have become two bands. I have become two bands. You can say, I entered just with just my bag and my books. Now I have become the governor, the mayor of the city. I just came to Jaws to do my NYSC. Purabaka. With nothing but the khaki. But look at what the Lord has done. By the power of the blessing, my fame has gone to the nations. My products are everywhere. All over the nations of the world. That can be your testimony. Parakopato sapataya. Shapatoke palataya. Nothing physical was transmitted, but something tangible, yet intangible, something real, yet invisible, was passed across to Jacob. Are you here? So this is why you can't joke with words that are spoken over you. Oh, you can't joke with them. Words spoken under the anointing, you can't joke with them. I arrange for words to be spoken over me. I arrange for it. Parents, grandparents, mentors, I arrange for it. Friends, I arrange for it. Especially words are coming from emotions. Words are coming from emotions. Lisu brakapaya. You know, that also happened to what's his name, to Isaac. He said, bring me a savory meal, such as I love, that my soul may be stirred to bless you. You know, when people are making light of spiritual things, don't listen to them all. Skepticism has no future for you. He was stirred and he began to speak words. He was stirred and he began to speak words. He flips. I'm a preacher. I know what I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you. There are people, while you are sleeping, your soul is blessing them. Because they have arranged. Because of their honor. I remember the guy that gave me my first car. I'll never forget. I was a copper. I was a preacher and a copper. He gave me a car. I told him, I said, every witch from your village I'll come to you has to come through me first. I didn't know when I said it. Because that was honor. He honored me. Recently, a guy gave me an SUV. You know, my soul, even when I'm not talking, my soul, when I sit in that car and I'm driving it, my soul blesses him. First time, a guy was giving me a salary every month for months. And then you see, listen, what makes a mantle upon a man of God is the anointing, is the angels behind it. Every mantle has angels assigned. Every anointing has angels assigned. I'm the same way. When I meet my mentors, I honor them. I could see when it touches them. I could see it. Understand the dynamics of spiritual things. I won't say more than that. God has one. I'm feeling the anointing. God has only one answer. If you are sick in your body right where you are, the power of God is on you. The power of God is on you. You came to this service with the weight of life on your shoulder. I speak in the name of Jesus. You came here with it was like a weight on your shoulder. You've been stressed. You've been stressed. You have tried and tried. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on that this anointing, that burden is lifted. That burden is lifted. That burden is lifted. That burden is lifted. In the name of Jesus. That yoke of Satan, the Bible says, shall come to pass in that day. That his yoke shall be taken off. His burden is not yours. His body shall be taken off of you. And his yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I speak. This is that day. It's the day of Christ. And we are in that day. That burden is lifted off you. And that yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. I see men entering into a new season. I see men rising in power. I see men rising to possess Valikobarato Sapata Liko Brendo Sustepa Likapa. You see, it looks like you are a toddler in that industry. It looks like you are a baby in that. I'm speaking to someone. It looks like you are a baby in that industry. Lakoska Likapora. When they are calling people's name in that industry, in that sphere, your name does not appear. But I stand here in the name of Jesus Christ. I put wings on your feet. I stand here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ligopo, I enthrone you. I bring you into authority. I bring you into power. I bring you into dominion. In the name of Jesus. In that prayer. Shepeto lako prekapa, speaking tongues. Liko prekapetosa. Shepeto lokopa. Regopo radile kopatosa. Oh, I announce to somebody, if you are seated, rise to your feet. I don't know who can hear me, but the prophetic unction is on me. I announce to someone that the suddenness of the Spirit, the glorious suddenness of God, the glorious suddenness of God, suddenness of the harvest, suddenness of shiftings, suddenness of promotions, suddenness of lifting, the glorious suddenness of God, Rakopakola, are happening upon you in the name of Jesus. Lika patosika prekepe, pinka patoke prekepetosa, sheke prekepetosa, leko prekepetos, sheko petoke prekepe, reko patoko prekepo, reko pati leko pa, reko patonski pa, sheleke prendo. Rekopanda kip, rekopala tela, shekopali kekopati, rekopa. Oh, the old has gone, the new has come, the old has gone, the new has come. In the name, for your trouble you shall have double glory. For your trouble you shall have double glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your trouble you shall have double glory. In the name of Jesus, help us. Double glory, double glory. O Rabako Sila Cobrendo Sesta Palita, Selica Prone Kibarato Sapa, Shelica Prone, Lico Prende Sista Proca Pali, Lico Pracopati La Cosa, Shelica Precaponda, Lico Branda Sista Pronda, Lico Sabrana, Lico Scapredilla, Lucy Malay, Luzca Pass, speak in tongues. I want you to speak in tongues. Aggressively, violently, rapidly, Shepetolaka, Pinkapatos. And if you are yet to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I declare you are filled in the name of Jesus. If you can pray in tongues radically, 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 Lingo Popa Babaya. Pray tongues radically, radically, radically. Shekatepeto, likopopata, likopopata, likakopa, reta, glory zone. Hear ye the word of the Lord. You have shifted. Rapa, you have become a nation. You are a nation within nations. In the name of Jesus. When people go to Europe, they will find you. When they go to America, they will find you. When they go to Asia, they will find you. When they go to South America, they will find you. When they come to Africa, they will find you. In the name of Jesus. And like I'm upgraded. Supernatural upgrade for me. Supernatural upgrade for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Liga barato sekabrendo kapa. I. Oya kapatosa. If you are here this morning and you cannot speak in tongues, please don't leave this service without it. Even if you close the service, make sure you wait in the overflow hall and meet somebody to lay hands on you so you can start speaking in tongues. Lika pato la kombre tikapaya. Christianity is how do I put it? Christianity is difficult too if you can't speak in tongues. That's the truth. Likapa. I see people breaking into something new. In the name of Jesus, I see the hand of the Lord resting upon people. I see the glory of the Lord resting upon people. I see help resting upon people. The Lord has laid help upon you. Yes, tangibly. Some of you will feel it on your head. Help. Receive your help. Shakatakata. Regatelekosa. Shalakabatos. Receive your help. In the name of Jesus. No longer will the devil cheat you. No longer will Satan cheat you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you in this season. And I declare this season a season of performance. Of the words of the Lord concerning you. Every word that the Lord has spoken concerning you. Enter into the performance of it. In the name of Jesus. Enter into the manifestations of those words. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord the craziest praise you can. Can we have it? Hey! Hey! Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forevermore. Who is excited about this? See, I've shifted. It's supernatural upgrade for me. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.